Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Professional organizer Lisa Woodruff, and this week on the Idle Podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about the old phones that you have around your house that you are no longer using. So the Idle process is we are going to identify, decide, locate, or let go, and evaluate the clutter of old telephones that we have in our house. Now, I have them. You probably have them. Most of my clients have them. There are two different kinds of old telephones that you have in your home. One are home phones and the other one are cell phones. So I'm going to talk about each of them. When we talk about home phones, you have the cell phone, you have your home phone provider, which can be a cable telephone provider or like a Cincinnati Bell, a telephone provider. And let's talk about the difference between those real quick. So a regular telephone, like from 50 years ago, that you could plug into the wall with a telephone cord, is going to go through only the telephone company. Now, the nice thing about having a telephone company telephone system is that it will work when the power goes out. So if you have all wireless phones in your house on your Cincinnati Bell or whatever Bell you have telephone service, and the power goes out, you can go get out an older phone and actually plug it into the wall and use the corded phone, and it will still work in a power outage. And when my children were younger, like my son had asthma, and just we had cell phones, but they weren't good cell phones. We had all wireless phones in our house, but I kept one corded older phone in the basement for power outages. And then if there was any need for me to use a phone during a power outage, I would get that, I would plug it in, and I would use it. And there were times that I used it, so I was really glad I had that. If you do not have cell phones, or you live in an area that has a lot of terrible weather, you may want to have that just in your emergency kit. So that's one thing. If you have your home phone service through the cable company, that will not work. When the electricity goes out, your cable home phone goes out as well. So it doesn't matter if you have a corded phone, it will not work when the power goes out, and you have no reason to have one if you have a cable telephone service. Now, we have gotten rid of home phone service altogether. We actually do have it through the cable company, but I never set it up. So we don't have home phone service at all. So I finally decided that since we have no home phone service and I can't plug anything in when the electricity goes out anyway, I have gotten rid of all of the phones that we would use if we had home phone service. And what we have instead are cell phones. So my husband and I have a cell phone each. Our oldest child has a cell phone, and our other child had one, lost it, and eventually we'll have another one again. Our children are rarely without us because we drive them to school, because they're in carpools, they have babysitters, all those things. There are very, very few times where our children are not with another adult where they could get a hold of us with a cell phone. So we feel very comfortable that we don't have a home phone because we have cell phones. And we have now moved to iPhones. I moved to an iPhone a little over a year ago. I got one for my husband last spring, and this Christmas, our son got his. So we now are an iPhone family. It was a very long journey for us. It took me quite a few years to get one for myself and then finally make the transition for the rest of our family because they are very expensive. So now that we all have these iPhones that I literally have been trying to get for our family for over 3 years, I have this collection of older cell phones, which I think is hysterical. Like, I have my old BlackBerry that you cannot charge and will not turn on. I have my daughter's old phone that cannot charge and will not turn on. I have my son's old phone that is cracked and does turn on, but you can't use it. And I saved these. I mean, like, why am I saving these old phones? What do I think I'm going to do with them? I'm saying this because this is me, and maybe you're thinking the same thing. Here are the reasons why I'm saving these phones. Number one, I think I'll be able to use them in an emergency. Did you hear me that they do not turn on and they cannot be charged? What kind of emergency do I think I'm going to be able to use a pretend cell phone in? I have no idea. Number two, they can be turned in for money. Not if they don't turn on and they don't work, they can't be turned in for money. There are ways to sell your cell phones if they are still in working condition, but none of my cell phones are in working condition. So I think that's funny too. Then I do know that you can donate cell phones, like the kids old school used to take them. I know you can donate them at Verizon when you're getting a new cell phone. You can donate your old cell phone. I know some organizations will take cell phones and then they sell them and they get the money. But again, since mine don't turn on, I don't know if they're going to be able to get any money. So really what I have is a bunch of little, really cute gilt bricks. That's what I have. I'm carrying around these little cute gilt bricks that have little QWERTY keywords on them that I like. I don't know why I'm holding on to this stuff. So I organize it, of course. It's in the electronic organizer on the back of my laundry room door with all the other electronics, and it's taking up like two pockets that I could use for other stuff. What I need to do is just donate these old phones. So what I am doing is I am now not locating them on the back of my laundry room door. I'm locating them in the passenger side of my car because they need to go. And there are so many times when I'm out and I see these donation bins for cell phones. I'm pretty sure they have it at Walmart. Like there are so many times where I could just go out in the car, bring it back in and put it in the donation bin. And that is what I'm going to do because today they are going in the passenger seat of my car. And the next time I see one of those donating bins, they're going in there. They don't have value for me. They don't have value I can get if I sell. I don't even think they have donating value. So I'm just getting rid of them. But those are some other options that you can do. If you're still work, you can donate them and somebody else can get the money, or you can research how to sell them yourself. So we've identified the problem. We have phones, both home phones and cell phones that we're no longer using. And you have decided what you are going to do with those. For me, I'm getting rid of all of them. But maybe you've decided that you're actually going to go out and spend $10 on a phone that you could plug in the wall that has a cord because you live in Tornado Alley and you never really thought about the fact that you could use a home phone because you do have a Bell type provider that would work in a power outage. And then we are going to locate or let them go. So if you've decided to let them go like me, just go find them and put them in the car. Because once they're in the car, when you're out, you will see a place that you can donate them. If they're not in the car, then you will see the place you can donate them. And then you'll be even madder because now you'll have to come back to the place where you can donate them. I am speaking from experience. If you're going to locate them somewhere else in case you do need them in an emergency, then figure out where that one place is and put all, both the home and the cell phones in that one place. And then evaluate. A couple of years from now, let's say you switch to a cable provider or you no longer have home phone service at all, then an emergency phone is not going to do you any good if you don't have the service for that emergency phone. So I hope this was helpful. And next week, we're going to talk about all those old computers you're keeping. Yes, I have four old laptops and they are all stored in my bedroom. And let me tell you what I am going to do with those. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.